96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, ABC News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
Is the Kentucky News Network.
The director of Kentucky's medical cannabis program announced on Thursday that regulations have been set ahead of schedule. And so the first business licenses will be drawn from a lottery this October. Businesses can start applying for licenses in July. Nothing will be sold until January of 2025, as state leaders are still working to set up the infrastructure of the program. Over 500,000 people are expected to attend Thunder over Louisville on Saturday. Several military aircraft are now in place at the Kentucky National Guard being prepared for the show. Both directions of the Clark Memorial Bridge are closed until Sunday afternoon. The air show kicks off at 11 a.m., then fireworks at 9:30. Drivers going to and leaving the event are being advised to be patient as roads will be busy. I'm Whitney Harris.
This is the Kentucky News Network. Celebrate the big horse race at the Paristown Derby Day Garden Party, presented by Woodford Reserve at Paristown on Saturday, May 4th. Wager and watch the races. Enjoy live music, cocktails, food, and more. VIP and general admission ticket options available. VIP tickets include box lunch, complimentary drinks, and private spaces. Tickets on sale now at Paristown.com. Don't miss Paristown's Derby Party for the people.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. A pickup truck crashed into a building yesterday morning in Lexington. It happened at the corner of Turner Commons. The truck also went through a guardrail into an embankment. The driver was able to get out and was not injured. A new Kentucky law aimed at curbing youth vaping has been challenged in court. The Kentucky Vaping Retailers Association, the Kentucky Hemp Association, and four vape retailers filed a lawsuit last week in Franklin Circuit Court challenging the bill, requiring any vape products sold to have approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or have a safe harbor certification. The administration has approved 23 vape product applications out of more than a million. Retailers argue that the requirement would make most of their stock illegal and put them out of business. The lawsuit says the bill also violates the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which grants due process. It argues that hemp-derived products are not subject to regulation, so there is no regulatory market pathway to allow products to be sold. Governor Andy Beshear has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of a Winchester police officer. Winchester Police Department's William Marty Jackson was 73 and died after he had a heart attack after responding to a call. Funeral services will be held noon today at George Rogers Clark High School and burial to take place in the Winchester Cemetery. And a Kentucky couple is claiming a trip to Chuck E. Cheese in Lexington landed one of them in the hospital. It's the story that got the attention of the Fayette County Health Department and shut the restaurant down. On April 6th, Eric and Jennifer Carter and 30 other family and friends were at Chuck E. Cheese at Woodhill Shopping Center in Lexington. However, the fun quickly turned sour. After the couple returned home, they and at least 20 others had vomiting, diarrhea, and fever. The venue did not comment about the food poisoning claims. That's been a look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Spring has arrived. Shower yourself with huge savings you'll find all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Bonus Beef Bottom Round Roast is specially priced at only $5.99 a pound. Our family mac and cheese dinners, only 69 cents, and a box of Nestle's Delicious Drumsticks, specially priced just $3.49. Don't miss these and all the other super springtime savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Time now for a look at sports. A horse had to be euthanized during a fall at Keeneland yesterday. A 6-year-old horse named February Sun was euthanized after an accident in the fifth race. The horse's jockey was involved in the incident and transported to the UK emergency room for further evaluation. This is the first horse death in the 2024 spring meet. Last year, three horses died as a result of racing incidents at the spring meet. Also in horse racing, a motion filed by Zeldin Racing Stables to grant a temporary injunction to allow the racehorse Mooth to compete in the 150th Kentucky Derby has been denied. The horse earned a place in the Derby by winning the Arkansas Derby, usually an automatic qualifier for the Run of the Roses. However, the horse is trained by Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, serving a suspension at Churchill Downs for a positive drug test for 2021 Derby winner Madonna Spirit. In high school baseball yesterday at the Doc Morris Invitational, it was Lewis County over Carroll County, 9-3, and Nicholas County over Owen County, 8-7 in 8 innings. In other games, it was Bath County shutting out Augusta, 4-0, and East Carter over Boyd County by a score of 3-2. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball yesterday in the Kentucky 2A Championship, Bath County over Nelson County by a score of 3-2. In the Lyndall Potter Memorial Tournament, it was Pikeville beating Morgan County 16-1 in 3 innings. Greenough County over Fleming County 11-7. And Montgomery County beats Boyd County 8-6 in 8 innings. That was in high school softball. And in Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds with a big day defeating the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 7-1. The next game in the series will be today at 6:40, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. Welcome to your weekend, one that's a little cooler than we've seen. Let's go with a mostly sunny Saturday with highs in the low 60s. Clear tonight, patchy frost, especially the colder valleys. We're in the upper 30s. And then a partly sunny Sunday, but it's a brisk day. Highs just in the upper 50s. We'll be back into the 60s, though, on Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Thank you, Bill. Gateway area depth notices next.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Time now for a look at Gateway area death notices. Catherine Holbrook, 92, of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center in Mount Sterling. She worked at Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, Gateway Child Care, and First Church of God. She attended church at the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry, and husband Terry Ferix. Sister Barbara Sammons, brother Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren, along with a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Funeral services conducted 11 a.m. this morning at the Duval & Moore Funeral Home and Cremation. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. The Duval & Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61, of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, daughters, Jennifer, Frazier, and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, 3 brothers, Barry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, along with sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldire, and 9 grandchildren. Funeral services today at 1 o'clock at the Richardson Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Cotts Jr., 92, of Moorhead, passed away last Thursday. Survived by brother Bernard Cotts, 2 sons James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, and 2 grandchildren Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life will be held 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Northcutt & Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post number 126. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services today at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Hafler, 2 brothers, Estel and Jesse Horsley, along with many nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening and after 12 noon tomorrow at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. And Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Ohio, retiring after 27 and a half years of service with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War-era Navy veteran, member of the Homeworth Masonic Lodge 499, Scottish Rite, and Tadmore Shrine Temple. He was of the Free Will Baptist faith. Survived by 2 sons, Keith and Dale Rose, daughter, Jonda Carnes, 3 brothers, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, sister, Maxine Harris, 5 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Graveside services, 11 a.m. Monday, at the Olive Hill Memorial Park, with military rites, presented presented by Morehead American Legion Post, number 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday evening at the funeral home. Masonic services conducted 7 p.m. Sunday by Olive Hill Masonic Lodge, number 629. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Jake Rose. And that's been a look at some of the news this 20th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
In the middle of another My 70s Show gargantuan music marathon with the late, great Harry Chapin. Cats in the Cradle should be in that litter box.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him.